on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
All right, we're back at it. I love Thursday morning. It's 8:21. Cloudy and windy out there, 24 degrees. Welcome to our Thursday talk around and our Thursday edition of the Morning Zoo.
Good
with
morning.
Tom and Kathy. Good morning,
good
folks.
Good morning.
Good
I
to have you in
the
studio.
The rest of the week's going to be good. No more snow, no more blowing.
I'm not going to promise you anything, okay? I'm, you know how many times I've been burned this year by saying, no, it's going to be beautiful.
Yeah, you could just stick your head out in the morning, let the dog out, and he'll predict as well.
There you go. Hey, lots of things going on at Jankabazoo. Yes. We've been hearing about your hop into spring thing. Let's cover this one more.
It just a little bit.
A couple modifications.
Just a little bit. We had normal admission or memberships to get into the zoo on Saturday, including chicks and ducklings in the Nature Center and an egg scavenger hunt.
Right.
So Easter scavenger hunt and bring your papers back in for eggs. Well, we've modified it because with the melt, which is going well, the snow melts and then it freezes, snow melt and freeze. Tom's done a really good job on the pathways. Everybody's done a good job. It's just we probably don't want people wandering through on the – we don't know what the weather's going to be in the next couple of days.
Right.
So we're still having the event.
Yeah.
Here's the good news. The event's still on. It'll be Nature Center only. So come on in. Still see the chicks and the ducklings because that's a highlight.
Sure.
And get your bag of your plastic candy toy eggs to take home.
That's going to be a busy place.
And it's complimentary. So no fee, but it's a good time to buy your memberships.
Be thinking of that.
And Brittany and Ariana will be there to process those. Our volunteers will be on hand with the chicks and ducklings. I'm looking at one of them right now.
The chick magnet.
And so come on down and see us. Say hi. Something to do on a Saturday.
Sure.
You don't have to travel far. We're right there.
And it makes you think of spring, and that's always a good thing.
It makes you think of spring, and that's the whole idea of the event.
Absolutely.
So.
And it sounds like I get to volunteer. I hope she's bringing coffee.
Does that happen a lot?
Oh, yeah.
You didn't even get coffee. Usually come in here, grab your Thursday cup of coffee.
Yeah. I got interrupted, and Therese and Kathy and I were talking, and we just got taken away, and then all of a sudden Bill's going, get in here!
Can you imagine Tom, Therese, and Kathy all talking? Who's going to get the next word in? Because we're all talkers.
Just wait for somebody to take a breath.
That's when you run into friends.
Absolutely.
So yes, 10 to 2. 10 to 2. Come on down to the Nature Center. Just come on in.
And it's free.
And a good time to renew or your membership. You don't have to do it. You can do it on your first zoo visit or via mail or however is easier for you. But it is a really good way to do it. And we typically do process quite a few on that day.
Let's talk about the zoo opener.
Yes.
Coming up in April.
April 22nd.
April 22nd. Looking forward to it?
We absolutely are. Now, that puts cleanup day the week after Easter, so it puts that cleanup day on the 15th.
Hopefully the snowbanks are gone.
I was going to say,
We still will have cleanup day in some form. Maybe we're not raking every wet area, but I'm being optimistic here. There'll be some areas we won't be able to rake because we want to ruin that turf, but there'll be projects.
You have a good turnout for that. A lot of people, community people come down.
We feed people for that.
I know. Well, it's Tom and Kathy, of course. You feed people.
Anybody in the Midwest, we feed people. Midwesterners feed people.
Well, you two especially. You get schmaltz on the grill, you can't go wrong with that deal.
Yeah, it's like, oh, there's one person coming. Better make enough for 20 just in case.
He knows what he's doing.
You've been to our house for the holidays.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, you got cleanup day. You got the zoo opener, 2023 season, etc. Excited about it, of course.
And then one time, I don't want to put you on the spot, but I just did. Soon we should talk about something special happening with you at the zoo this summer.
What in the world could that be?
You mix animals, art, nature together, and you get wonderful.
Well, and I came up with kind of one half of this idea. You came up with the other half.
Yeah.
And we're going to be talking about that because, and I'm getting pressure from my brother, too, that said, you're going to make this happen, Bill.
So does this mean I'm volunteering again?
No, I don't know. I was just thinking, you know, how could we put schmaltz to use?
No, I like that. No, I'm okay with it.
I am so excited for this season. Hopefully you'll have perfect weather throughout the summer. And before you know it, the first sign of spring is when those buses start rolling into that zoo parking lot and the kids come flying off there. Always excited.
We're so excited about that. Blue Goose Days, we already met with the Prometheus several times.
Wow.
I know. I mean, we're jumping way ahead. No, we're not jumping into spring. We're
March.
Jumping into summer. You got to plan ahead.
That's true. That is true.
Yesterday, we were informing at the school putting on a program, Kathy and I, and it was great to see all the little kids. We had from first grade all the way to seniors in high school. It was like a lyceum. And it was great to see the kids and the excitement when they're like, yay, we can't wait to come to the zoo. And you go, how many kids have been to the zoo? And all these hands shoot up. So it really makes you feel good.
I want to brag about you guys and your outreach, too, if I could just a moment, because Kathy's going to deflect everything and say it's all her staff. But the outreach that you guys do that, as you mentioned, goes from grade school, probably kindergarten, into our assisted living places. You guys just span the entire age process here. It's wonderful.
Well, every single day of our lives, people learn, people enjoy, people get enriched. Mm-hmm. And you're never too young or too old to get enriched. And if our audience or participants or students or seniors get half as much out of it as we do by going there and visiting with them, that's a win. What wonderful. We are cooperating with the North Dakota Council of the Arts, mm-hmm. speaking of art, and we're doing a project coming up. Part of it's now, part of it's in the fall, so more outreach coming with those good folks. Wow. Through their grants. And DSU.
Okay.
So it'll incorporate animals from the four zoos. And we're going to be doing a lot of projects with that. But outreach is very important. We were happy to be out in Foreman. Bruce, our educator, and Melissa have been out doing a lot of outreach. Mm-hmm. They were getting a little break. So they're away. So we had the opportunity to go, we're going. And it's fun. It's so fun.
Jacob Azoo on the road. I love it. You don't just stay at home.
You can talk and talk and show them all these things and show them. We took a box of furs and we did a mammal thing. We took a couple of live animals. Of course, the highlight is when the hedgehog poops on the gym floor.
Well, that's good. Yeah, absolutely. Got to look forward to that. You know, does that have any kind of weather significance? You know, like maybe spring is going to finally get here?
No, just that he's really a well-balanced little guy.
Well, yeah, he's being fed well. Regular. So.
And we do have a new hedgehog. One was born on Monday, so.
Good stuff.
Yeah, lots Chank of little things coming.
Yeah.
Outreach. In-house and outreach. On-site and other. Call us. We'll get on your schedule.
And hop into spring, where Schmaltz will volunteer.
Saturday. 10 to 2. Again, a little change only inside, and you won't be disappointed.
It's free.
Yeah.
So you can't beat the price. So there you go, and be thinking about your memberships. Folks, always great to have you in here each and every Thursday.
Sounds good.
You have a great Hop into Spring event, and we'll do some follow-up next week.
Great. Thank you.
Keep it warm.
Yeah, I'll try, Tom. It's 829, Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Are you or a loved one struggling with drug or alcohol use? Maybe you're not sure if it's addiction or if treatment's needed. If so, you're not alone. According to the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, 19.3 million people aged 18 or older had a substance use disorder in the past year. Hazelden Betty Ford offers a free confidential assessment. Inpatient, outpatient, and virtual options are available. It's time to take back your life. Hazelden Betty Ford can help. This message sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford, the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Got a mostly cloudy sky, windy, and 27 degrees. It's Thursday, March 16th from the Twin Town Villa News Desk. I'm Bill Dablo. It's 8:30. Good morning. Police in Moorhead are trying to identify a suspect after a man reported that he was confronted by a man standing by a car in his driveway on Tuesday night. The man said he was stabbed during a struggle. It happened in the 400 block of 17th Street South. 41-year-old victim said the attacker ran from the scene. The only description he could provide is that the man was Native American. The victim was taken to Essentia Health in Fargo with non-life-threatening injuries. Police are asking people in the neighborhood to check their security cameras to help identify a suspect. The Wahpeton Police Department has seen an increase in vehicle and residential burglaries in the northwest area of town, north of 5th Avenue North to 16th Avenue North and west of 11th Street North. They are reminding residents to lock doors at night, lock vehicles parked outside, and leave no valuables in plain view. If you do notice any suspicious activity in your neighborhood, please call the Wahpeton Police Department at 701-642-7777. KBMW News brought to you this hour by Red River Communications, who remind you to go faster with fiber.
Life moves fast. Is your internet keeping up? Switch to Red River Communications fiber-fast broadband internet and make buffering and glitching a thing of the past. For over 70 years, Red River Communications has provided the Red River Valley industry-leading technology, all backed by a team of local experts. To upgrade your internet, visit redrivercom.com or give us a call at 701-553-8309. Red River Communications. Go faster with fiber.
A tax preparer has pleaded guilty to aiding and assisting in the preparation and presentation of a false and fraudulent return, according to U.S. Attorney Max Schneider. At a plea hearing, 43-year-old Thomas Tarr of Fargo admitted that he claimed tax exemptions on behalf of a taxpayer who was not entitled to the exemption. IRS criminal investigators discovered 30 other false tax returns prepared by Tarr for 13 taxpayers, which resulted in the tax loss from false deductions and credits that totaled more than $105,000. Tarr faces up to 3 years in prison and is to be sentenced on August 7th. That is a look at KBMW News at this hour. For more news and information anytime, go to our website, kbmwnews.com.
What's the biggest myth about interscholastic performing arts? That you have to be the most talented or experienced to participate. The truth is, anyone can be a part of their school's performing arts. There are countless opportunities for students to participate, from theater, choir, and band to speech and debate. The bottom line? If you want to perform, there's a place for you.
This message presented by the NFHS and the NDHSAA.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. Good morning. Meteorologist Mick Kerr got your Thursday morning regional weather roundup. You can hear the weather today. You don't have to look and see what it is. 20 to 25 mile an hour steady winds gusting over 30, some places near 40, little falling snow, but falling temperatures. And by the end of the day, cold wind chills and a very cold Friday tomorrow. But the wind, the biggest factor of the latest parade of weather systems coming through the northern plains. Although this week's system didn't score a direct hit, it is indirectly sucking down cold air to make big snow from eastern South Dakota.